All right, tonight is March 16th.
Erev
what? We don't have to go into that. Okay. Alan Weitz has asked that I dedicate this year this evening to Feigenbaum's Rav Meir, who was his grandmother, and Yitzhak Ben Lazer, who was your grandfather. It should be an Ili Neshama for both of them. They did a good job, Alan. Okay. Okay, tonight, I had tried yesterday to prepare a topic that had to do with a question that Alan asked a few weeks ago about whether you ought to repair a church. And I worked through some of the source material, but I didn't have things clear, so I'm not doing that topic. The bottom line is it's probably not permissible, but I had trouble getting through the some of the different source material. So anyway, tonight we're going to talk about Birchas Hachama, which is coming up in 3 weeks from this Wednesday. April 8th is going to be Birchas Hachama. I once saw that the Svasemis says, I think it was the Sasema, says that Kolmarbel Saper Bitzias Mitzrayim Harezim Meshubach, that the more one relates Yitzias Mitzrayim is Meshubach, is praiseworthy. So he says, what constitutes being Marbel Saper Yitzias Mitzrayim? So he says being Marbel Saper means that you should find your own chedushim in the Haggadah, that you should come, you should be able to say your own novel ideas in terms of interpreting the Agada, because that way you develop a kinyan or an affinity to the mitzvah, and it's always by studying Torah that a person gets a deeper appreciation for the mitzvah. So if a person really wants to appreciate sukkah, the mitzvah sukkah or the mitzvah lulav, you have to learn the halachas of sukkah and lulav, even though the halachas are not, you know, they're not midrashim and they're not agada. They're basic halachic principles. But it's from the halachic principles emerges always the value system and the hashkafa and the beauty and the elegance of the mitzvahs. So the mitzvah of Birchas Hachama is a mitzvah that we are able to observe once every 28 years. In our lifetime, hopefully we should be able to observe it three times. We observed it 28 years ago, and hopefully we'll all be zeicha to observe it in 28 years from now as well. But it's an unusual, certainly an unusual event that a person has. The basic mitzvah is to recite the bracha of Osa Maisa Bereishis. On the front page, It was fortuitous. A person came to my house this evening. I wanted to have a copy of Birchas Hachama. Look in the art scroll. It's not there. But I'm saying the sitter, it's not there. So, but it's a whole booklet. So in the booklet, it's with commentary. So it spans like 20 pages, the text that you say for Birchas Hachama. And I felt bad that I wanted to be able to present to the shir. What is it that we say on one page? So I came into the house, and a man knocks on my door. He says, "I want to give you this as a gift. It's a sefer he wrote on Birchas Hachama," and right there on the front page is this page that you have here, which is Birchas Hachama. Then he has his own novel ideas about Birchas Hachama.
But is this standard? I think this is.
It's more or less standard. There's two introductory paragraphs here. These are various psukim. Yeruchim Shemesh Lufnei Yerech Dorim, and then Hallelujah, which is one of the Kapitach Tehillim. And then the essence of the Birchas Hachama is the Bracha. Bracha Atah Hashem Kehem Elchom, Osa Maisa Bereishis. And then after that, we say various things. You have on a Bekoyach, and this capital of Lamed Aseihem Beginnis Mizmor Shir, and the capital of Shemayim Misabim Kvod Kel, and Shir HaMaos Aseinai, they all relate to the heavens. That's why they were selected. And then there's Tanur Rabbanan, which is the Gemara that is the source for the Birchas Hachama. And then Kel Adon, which speaks about God being the master of the universe and the creator. And then Aleinu, which...
Just a general question, which is obviously in Asher Kishon, so it's about Sivano.
When would you say that? For example, why do you say that by Netilas Yadayim, but not a bracha on something you eat?
Because vitzivanu means that there's a mitzvah, there's an obligation, imperative. There's no mitzvah to eat an apple. The mitzvah is, if you eat an apple, you have to say, so it's called the Birchas HaShvach, it's a bracha of praise. Okay. In contrast to Birchas HaMitzvahs, where it's a bracha on the commandment that we have to do. This is, and the bracha of Osam Aisir Reis is the Birchas HaShvach. We have the same bracha when you hear, when you see lightning, you make the bracha of Osam Aisir Reis. So the bracha is made rather regularly, but on the sun, the Birchas HaChama is made only once every 28 years. So where is the source for this halacha? So if you turn, let's skip the next page.
We say Elena so that we shouldn't feel that
that
there's any.
We'll see. That's
the Mishnah Berurah
says. You can keep the whole booklet.
Oh, okay.
So
the base. Yeah, just have to bring it back. So the basis for this halacha is the Gemara and Brachas. I'm paid here. It's page one. It's really page three. The Gemara and Brachas and the Daf Nun Tesamid Beis. In the last parak, which is the parak haroa, which talks about various brachas that a person recites on different events. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, the top of the Yamed, Haroa Chama Bitkufasa Levana, Haroa Chama Bitkufasa. If a person sees the Chama in its season, there are four Tkufos in the year, which are basically the same as the parallel to the to the four seasons, and if a person sees the sun, now I'm in trouble. Billy, just as we started the calculations part, he had to walk in. I thought I was going to get through this part before him. So if you see the sun in its kufa, and then it also if you see the levana bigvurasa kochavim in misilosa b'mazalos kisijam, and if you see the moon and the stars and the constellations in various patterns. Omer Baruch Osa Maisa Reishis. You make a bracha of Baruch Osa Reishis. That we are not naik to make a bracha on the moon and the stars and the constellations. There's some discussion about that. But we are naik to make the bracha of Haroa Chamed Chufasa. So the Mar says, when do you make this bracha of the sun and its season? Veim is Havi. When is it? Omer Abaye Kol Chofches Shonen. It's every 28 years. Vahadar Machzor, it's when the cycle repeats itself. Enough of Tkufas Nisan Bishapsoi, and the Tkufa, the season of Nisan, falls out in Saturn. Beurta de Tlosanagi Arvat, it's the third day of the week going into the fourth day of the week. It means it's the Tuesday evening going into Wednesday. Now, what basically this means is that the bracha on the chama is the way all the Mefarshim explain it, or most of the Mefarshim, is that the bracha on the chama is recited when the sun is in the same position that it was at the moment of creation. The sun was created on the fourth day. It says in Bereishis, and it was created, and it was at the beginning of the spring equinox, which it was presumed to have been at 6 p. At that time, sunset was at 6 p.m. So at 6 p.m. because it was the equinox. So when the sun returns to that same position that at 6 p.m. when it returns to the same position at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, then we recite this bracha of Osa Reishis, because it's a bracha where we acknowledge the fact.
At 6 p.m. is 6 at night?
Yeah, 6 p.m. Well, we don't make the bracha at night because we wait till the morning because we wait till we see the sun. We don't make it when the sun has set. But that's when the sun, the day started at night.
Which part of the world?
So the day started at night. So the sun was when the sun was first put into creation, it was nighttime. So, but we can't make a bracha at night because you have to have, in order to make a bracha, you have to be able to see the sun and derive some pleasure. But the so we do it the day following the night. So that's the night when the sun is at the same position on a Tuesday evening as it was at the time of creation. The reason why this takes place every 28 years, this is as simple as I could explain it, and I hope it's correct, is that the solar year is 365 days. So that's 52 weeks and one day. And in addition, there's an additional 6 hours, approximately. It's not an exact number, approximately. So an additional quarter of a day. So that means that if the first year when the moon was, when the sun was created, it was sent into orbit on Tuesday at 6 p.m. So a year later, when the sun made its revolution and came back to the same exact point relative to the Earth as it was at the time of creation, it was 52 weeks, one day, and 6 hours later. And then the following year, so that means it would be, instead of being Tuesday evening, it was now Wednesday at midnight. And then it would advance, every year, it would advance another day and a quarter. Now, a day, if you figure it out, in order to be able to land again on a Wednesday, on Tuesday evening, it would have to be, you have to multiply 1 1/4 times a number where the result of that number is divisible by 7. And if you figure it out, the first time that you get a number that you multiply times 1 1/4 that is divisible by 7 is 35. So 35 is 28. I'm sorry, 28, because 28 is at 1 1/4 times 28 is 35, and 35 is divisible by 7. So that's why that it ends up being after 28 years, it has advanced 35 days, which in essence means it'll be the same day. It'll be the same day of the week, the same time, the same day of the week. So therefore, once every 28 years, the sun is in exactly the same position when the what's the equinox called? The vernal equinox, is that?
The
vernal equinox. When the vernal equinox takes place, it will once every 28 years, it will be at 6 p.m. Now, in halacha, the halachic equinox is not exactly the same as the astronomical equinox, and that's because the calendar is not exactly precise. The Gemara itself has two ways to calculate the length of the year. One is more precise than the other, and this number that we're using of 365 days and a quarter is more of an approximation. But for whatever reason, we follow that number. But that's the Rishonim said that this is the calculation that we go with. So it comes out to be April 8th. Every April 8th is, at least in our century, is when the halachic equinox takes place. So every 20 years, on April 8th, we recite the Birch Sachama. Yes?
Yeah. So let's, if it was at creation, it was, we say evening comes first, and let's say it was evening in Yerushalayim. Then in the U.S., we're 7 hours behind. Right, the sun would, at its creation, would have been on Tuesday afternoon. Right, so it would have been light here, even though it was evening in Yerushalayim. So why wouldn't we say it here, Tuesday afternoon? Because that's where the sun actually was. Why do we wait for the morning?
Where was it hung?
That's a good question. Why? Who?
The Mir Rosh Hashiva.
The Mir Rosh Hashiva?
Yeah.
Which one?
In 1925. He wanted to make Birchas Chama on Tuesday afternoon by that Cheshbon. And there was a whole machlokas, and I forgot the answer, but the answer was no.
The simple answer is that they wanted to make a uniform time for everybody. So since since in Eretz Yisrael, it comes out to be on Tuesday evening, so we all work with that with Tuesday evening, April 8th, we all work with the same Tuesday evening.
I still don't understand why such a unique moment would be put off to another time. It seems odd, because every other mitzvah you say a bracha for, it's either just prior to or during. It's seldom after the fact.
Why do we wait till the next morning? It's because it's the first time. It's the first time that the sun appeared in the world. The first time the sun provided light.
But that was the evening. No, but it was somewhere else.
No, the evening it was dark. In the evening it was dark.
It was created that it was dark.
Right after the sunset.
Well,
okay, that's okay. I don't have a good answer to that question. It's a good question, but it was dark in Yerushalayim. So in Yerushalayim, presumably it was Yerushalayim was where it was at that time. Yeah.
Now, are there any different time parameters the following morning, in which time you have...
Yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get... Yes, we're going to get to that, too.
Actually, isn't it...
On your website.
Why?
Don't we have, like, 90 degrees in the line because that's the
dateline? On your website.
It's a busy
event. Yeah. Okay, so...
When were the Kochavim created?
Also...
The same time, the same day.
Why do it at night with the kochavim?
Because the sun is more important to us than the stars. Okay, this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch on the next page, in page 2. It's brought in the Rambam and it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch as well. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's... I didn't put a bar there, but it's Simen Reish Chof Tes Siv Beis. In the center of the page. Haroach Hamad B'Tkufasa. If you see the sun... In its tkufa, in its season, v'humi chafches al chafches shana, every 28 years. V'atkufa b'tchilas leil dalad. The tkufa starts at the night of Tuesday evening. K'sharosa b'yom dalavak. When you see it Wednesday morning, Omer baruch osei v'reishis. And then the Shulchan Aruch says you make the bracha on the levana as well. But again, I told you that we lemaisa we're not knowing to make the bracha.
When is that tkufa for the levana?
I don't know.
That's not the one every month?
I don't know. It's too complicated for me, all the calculations. Now, what? The world was created in Nisan.
Oh, so it would be the same.
Right.
So we say Yom HaRasol.
Yeah, that's a question. That if we say on Rosh Hashanah, we say Yom HaRasol, that it's a machlokas whether the world was created in Nisan or Tishrei. So we seem to follow the opinion that it was created in Tishrei. Could be it was and Tishrei was all about Machshava. Okay, anyway, that's what it says in the Gemara. That we make, and in Nisan, April 8th, we make a bracha every 28 years. And that's what we do. Every 28 years. The last time we said it was 28 years ago. Now, it doesn't always fall out Erev Pesach. But depends, whenever April 8th is, that's when we make the bracha. This year, it happens to fall out the morning of Pesach. Now, there's a number of very interesting halachic issues related to this bracha, and on the second page,
it's always April 8th.
It's always April 8th, except maybe in another few centuries it'll become April.
Two centuries ago
it was.
Every 128 years it moves.
Oh, every 128 years. Okay. So. There's a number of very interesting halachic issues about this bracha. I made a list of them on the second page here, which is not numbered, but the issues are, number one, the second page, number one is the nusach, in the Gemara it says that the bracha is osa veracious.
Right.
Doesn't say osa maisa veracious. Is the nusach osa veracious or osa maisa veracious? The second question is, when do you say it? You say it in the morning. Until when could you say it? Could you say it the whole day? Do you say it only till Chatzos? Do you say it for one quarter of the day? We'll see these different positions. Then the next question is, do you say it before you daven, or do you say it after davening? Then there's an interesting discussion about whether you should say Aleinu. Then there's a question about whether you recite Shechiyah on this mitzvah, because it's once every 28 years. Then the question is, are women obligated to recite the bracha? And if they want, even if they're not obligated, are they allowed to recite the bracha? And finally, the question is, what happens if it's going to be cloudy, chas v'shalom? And you can't, you wait 28 years and then it's cloudy.
You hire a helicopter.
You charter a plane.
I didn't hear about that. You hired a helicopter? Yeah? Why, it was cloudy? I remember last time it was very sunny. I was in Pittsburgh, it was very sunny. Yeah.
The real problem with this is the place where it's 6 o'clock at my super gracious is soon to be the international dateline, which would put the international date. That's why many, many people fought against an international date. This interpretation.
Because that's where it was at the point of the date line.
Like your question, if it's clocking the time, that's the beginning of the day. That's the date line. So the material says it was. It's a whole arichas about this, because this creates a real problem for the date line. But that's a yet more complicated problem.
All right. We're going to leave all the technical issues of calculate. Anybody that wants to share on the calculations, the ability of words later. Before we look at the halachas, just an underlying comment is that really what we're doing when we recite this bracha is we're reciting a bracha on the act of creation. That's basically what it is. It's a very powerful bracha and you know what. One of the problems that human beings have is that we take things for granted, and things that happen all the time and repetitively. So every day we make a bracha on Yotzor of Arichoshet, that the Ribbono Shalom brings day and night, and we acknowledge the fact that there's sunrise and sunset. But it becomes something, you know, because it happens day in and day out. It's a routine. It's a routine. The fact that we pause every 28 years and we reflect on the fact that this whole magnificent universe was created in 6 days by the Sheishis Mevrashis, by the Ribbono Shalom, and therefore we recite a bracha is something that's very powerful. It requires, you know, in other words, it's not just that we're saying a bracha also ma'aser v'reishis. This is a very significant bracha, and it should be appreciated in that light. So, Rav Yosef has a beautiful tshuva where he basically goes through all the issues that I identified on the second page. This is on page 5. And we'll follow his tshuva, and he has, he writes, on the top of the page, he writes his conclusions, and on the bottom, he writes the source material. And he's very thorough, as always. Page 5. You skip page 4. He wrote this tshuva in 28 years ago, which was what?
1981.
L'sheilus rabin b'dinei birchas l'chama shetzrich l'yos b'yom revi dal nisan tavshin mem aleph. At that time it was dal nisan, so it was a whole, it was 10 days, 11 days before Pesach. Hareini l'ashev iksara, so he writes what he calls in short, but it's like a 10-page tshuva. Mikor ha-halacha be-brachos tanu rabbanon ha-roa chame b'tkufasa omer baruch ato Hashem ha-kenem el-chlam osa ma'isa bereshis. He puts in the word ma'isa. We'll see about that in a minute. U'pira shabai shabrachu pa'am achzul kol esri mishmon ha-shanim kishachoz ha-machzer gadol shal chame v'nofelos b'tkufas nisam b'mazel shabsoi b'tchilu sugar revi shabo nitlu ha-ma'oros b'shas b'riyas olam. This thing about the Saturn, it's also, you'll ask Billy later to explain it to you. What does that have to do with Saturn? Urei Birish Rashi has Bidvarim Bituv Tam Vidas, Uchem Pasa Karambam, Batur Shulchanarach, Uchem Pasha Naminig Rov Tfusis Yisrael. So on the bottom, in the first footnote Aleph, he raises the issue whether you say Baruch Osa Bereshis or Osa Maisa Bereshis. So he says, Bigmar Lufneinu, where I have the bar, Isa Baruch Osa Bereshis, Uchemu Barov Harishonim. The Osir Rishonim have the gears of Baruch Osir Rishis. V'zel kenusach shalano b'Baruch Shamar, Baruch Osir Rishis. In the Baruch Shamar, we have that phrase of Baruch Osir Rishis, that God made the beginning. Avu b'mishnah al haharim al gvos v'yamal al naharos amar Baruch Osir Maisir Rishis. The Mishnah says that if you see mountains that not Adirondack mountains, but let's say if you see the Swiss Alps, then you would make a bracha of Osa Maisa Reishis. So it inserts the word Maisa, the act of creation. V'cheinu b'tur v'shulchan aruch, v'chein b'gemar v'birchas harachim v'reimim isa baruch Osa Maisa Reishis. Similar to thunder and lightning. It says Maisa Reishis. V'cheinu b'tur v'shulchan aruch, v'chein anusach shogar v'fi kol. V'chein gam b'birchas achama yeshomer Osa Maisa Reishis. So he says it's assumed that the Gemara abbreviated the bracha.
What's it said before? By thunder and lightning, it says Maisa Reishis?
Yeah, we make two separate brachas, but right, that's for thunder, Yeah, but the lightning we make also ma'aseh reishis.
Actually, the sun is more mole olam than thunder is mole olam. The sun is certainly covers a much more larger territory than
You can be yaitzeh with either bracha.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he calls it that way. V'cheinu b'medrash rabba seder acharei uverosh uvetur v'chein kasar uvedavid avudraham kasmar unchida shemashe kasar shulchan aruch baruch osa reishas tosof uru al kitzur lashem v'tzarech omar osa ma'aseh reishas. He says the girsa in the shulchan aruch of osa reishas is a mistake. It should say osa ma'aseh reishas. In our shulchan aruch, I think we have it, it says osa reishas, but if you look on page 3, on page 2, it says in the text of the Shulchan Aruch that you make the bracha baruch osa reishas. On page 3, in the text in the Mishnah Brura, it says that you, the bracha is baruch osa, it puts maisa in brackets. So it already, somebody already inserted it in to the text that it's baruch osa maisa reishas. So in practice, that's what we do. We say, Osa Maisa Bracious. That's how we do it. We don't say Baruch Osa Bracious, we say Baruch Osa Maisa Bracious. There's some discussion whether the Gemara doesn't say that you say Baruch Atah Hashem. The Gemara just says that you say does Gemara say Baruch Atah Hashem?
No.
Gemara say that? Doesn't say that in the Gemara. It just says Baruch Osa Bracious. So therefore in the footnote Beis at the bottom he says you say even though the Gemara doesn't say that you say Baruch Atah Hashem, all brachas have to have Shem Malchus. Shem is Hashem and Malchus is Melech. Tosus says that every time in that parak of brachas, the last parak where it mentions a bracha, it should be even though the Gemara doesn't say Shema Malchus, it's Shema Malchus. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid holds that you don't say Shema Malchus, but the Halacha we hold that you say with Shema Malchus. So the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Osa Maaseh Bereishis. Okay, now if you go to the next page, now the question is, when do you make this bracha? Zman Birchas Achama Nimshach Ad Sof Shal Zmani Shal Hayom. The bracha is recited until the end of the third hour, which is the third Shal Zmanios. Shal Zmanios at that time is approximately an hour per hour. Which comes out according to the calendar we have posted on the wall, and I say it in deference to Dr. Goertz here, it comes out at 9:44. That's the Gra, yeah. Umisha Ichav Lobirach Ad Sof Shal Shals, Lo Yivarach Yosef Brach Zu. Vazrizi Magdimim. You should say it earlier. If you didn't say it before, you say without Shema Malchus. There's a very big machlokus. The source for this is the Magen Avraham. If you turn back to page 2, which is really the fourth page, because I didn't number the first two pages.
I'm sorry,
in the Magen Avraham it says as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says that you recite the bracha in the morning. It says, Haroa chame b'tkufasa, v'hu b'chofcha tzachav ha'shana, kishiro osa b'yom dal b'boker. You're on the right page now. When you say it on Wednesday baboker, that language baboker is taken from the Rambam. The Rambam writes that you recite the bracha baboker. You know, even though the Gemara, if you go in the Gemara, you might think that you make the bracha at night. Much as some of the people here have been arguing that why don't make the bracha at night? But the Rambam says that it's obvious to him the bracha is recited by Boker. So the Magen Avraham, if you see the bar that I have on the right side, not the extreme right, but on the right side, the Magen Avraham says by Boker mashma miyad banetz hachama. It's mashma that you should make the bracha by Netzach Hama, by sunrise. That's the implication of a boker. V'chein kasa b'likutim shemaril tzivol ha'achiz v'arav shemachi yizar kol adam kishara ha'netz ha'chama yivarach. The maril, who is the source of many of our minhagim that we follow, writes, publicized or announced in his shul at night that people should make the bracha when the sun rises. Uve, what does that stand for? Membez, not Mishnah Berurah. No. Masas Binyamin, which is an early Achron. Kosov Shabbashachris, Kishiyotri Vesa Knesses, Nisastim Hakol Yachad. When people leave Shul after davening, the people gather together. Mevarchim Brachazu, Bechain Mara Nahag Marash, Bechain Daiti Lasas Emir Tashem. And then the Magen Rishono, Venir Ali, the Magen Ram says, Dim lo birach ad achri yim ha-shos, lo yivarach shekvar avar mimalkam hazeh. After 3 hours, which is 1/4 of the day, you can no longer recite the bracha. Because the sun is no longer in the right spot. So there's a whole lot of discussion about what does that mean, it's not in the right spot. What makes the spot... Where does it come in, this idea of 3 hours? Why is that the right spot? If you look in the on the Dagul Mervava, on the extreme right, where I have the bar, the Dagul Mervava, if you need glasses, you may have to take them off to read this. The Dagul Mervava is the Node of Yehuda. No, the same page. The right side in the bar. No, right under the bushy shrug. Oh, that's a big word, right? But you would fail your eye test. You only see the top line. So the Dagmar Rabbah says, "Onias daiti the chol yom zmanu." The Noyd Yehuda disagrees with the Magen Ram, and he says you can make the bracha the entire day. Uboker the kamar harambam mishum zrizusu. The reason why the Rambam says you should say it in the morning is not because you're required to do so. But it's because there's a concept of Zrizim Makdim Lemitzvah. So you should do it as soon as you can. We'll see. Bafil Imneima the Boker Dafka Kamar. Even if you say that Boker means it has to be in the morning, to the exclusion of the afternoon. Ulai Umute Erev Asi. Maybe it comes to exclude the afternoon. The Hainu Misha Shachama Nota Lamarav. That means from the time the sun begins its descent, which is the midday. So he says that at least until the noon, you can make the bracha with Shem Malchus. And this becomes very relevant on a cloudy day, because as we'll see, if it's really cloudy, you can't make the bracha with Shem Malchus. So the question is, so until what time could you make it? So the Magen Ram says you can't make it after 3 hours. And the Dagul Mervava says that you can make it.
Can you make it before Hanetzchama?
Until Chatzos. What?
You can make it before Hanetzchama, right?
No, you cannot make it before Hanetzchama. No, no.
You can't.
At Hanetzchama. Because that's the earliest you can make it.
And then
I thought that was just a preference.
The sun rises.
Nobody says you can do it before Nates.
I don't see a sun. What's the point?
The Chen Asisi Halacha Maisa Bishnas Tuf Kuf Mem Hey. What year was that, Danny? Tuf Kuf Mem Hey.
That's 1785.
Wow. The Shalos, I don't know how he does it. Shalos Zarcha Hashemes Ad Shah Kodem Chatzos Uvirachti Bishem HaMalchus. That he was in that year he was able to make the bracha right before Chatzos, so he made it after Shalos. Mm-hmm. But this is a big shaila in the Achronim. So here you see that there's a machlokas. What? But it may be cloudy till after Chatzos, and then you're in trouble. The Mishnah Berurah on page 3 says, if you look at the bar on the bottom. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Baboker, Haynu l'chatchil mitzvos miyad l'hakdama de'efsher." The mitzvah is to start as early as possible after sunrise. V'tovu baruch osu barovam. You should make the bracha with a group of people. B'di'evet ad gimel shos al hayom. B'di'evet, you could make it until 3 hours. Avo harbi achronim eskim. That's the Magen Avraham's position that we just saw. Avo harbi achronim eskim with the yuchel uvar b'shas etchak ad chatzos. But there's many achronim that say you could make the bracha till chatzos. And the shard seen in the bottom, he says that's the El Yerabba and Madani Yantiv for Yarkav Emden, the Dagon Bavavid, Chayodam. And he says, Behind our field, B'Shem Malchus. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to follow that opinion because he leaves it hanging. But he says, "Avo harbi achronim eskim yukolavar b'shas etchak ad chatzos."
What time would Neitz Hachama be? That 6 o'clock in the morning would be Neitz.
No, maybe not that late.
Huh?
6:44.
6:44 is
Neitz. What Neitz is 6:30. 6:30 is Nate's.
Well, that would be ideal.
April, this April 8th is 6:30. 6:30 is Nate's. What? If it was, Shas Tachak means it. If for some reason you couldn't make it earlier because it was cloudy, right? Then you should make it later. So you see, it's not. If you look at,
you have to wait until the last minute before.
Right. So the question is, when's the last minute? If you look at the Chassam Sofer on page 4.
Do you have to see the sun, or you just have to have the benefit from the light?
That's a very, very good question.
Excellent question.
Good question.
Because then you can make it.
The Chassam Sofer writes as follows. In Tshuva Nun Vav. Nishalt, that's a big machlokas, what you just asked. If you have to see it, or it's just sunny. Nishalti meharbe anoshim. Sheshamo b'shem, Talmid Echad, Shehorah b'hegiyah yom, Dar habol leinu, Shehuzman kiddush hachama, Im yirtzeh Hashem, Shemevorchem brocha zu, Afilu m'lotir hachama, Ma'ad dayti b'zeh. This is going to be, we'll see this more later, but there's a big machlokas. If you can't see the sun, because it's cloudy, you make the brocha. V'marti, ain dayti maskem eskal. He holds that you should not make the brocha. Amna nehirna, he says, sorry, what's nehirna mean? I don't know. What? Biyatsky Mayim Ayde Mori Hagon Achasim Rav Nosson Adler. He says when he drew water from his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler was the Rebbe the Chassam Sofer, also the same year, Bishnas Tafkuf Memhei, Vuhunisha and Ayadi, it was a cloudy year. You see the Nadi Bihuda waited till Chatzos to make the bracha. The Ubira Fahisa Mechusa Ba'avim. So he made the bracha. Rav Nosson Adler made the bracha. He was leaning on him. I guess he was ill. So he was leaning on his Talmud, the Chassam Sofer, and he recited the bracha when it was cloudy. Ach niras rishuma mibein ha'avim. But you were able to make out the image of this, the form of the sun. Avo kishalotir klal lo nirli uvarach alor hayom. But if you can't see the sun at all, you should not recite the bracha. Avo gav the yom of the avia kula shimsho, even though on a cloudy day it's still light. Mikom kolayim uvarach el koloshen ashas haroa chame betkufasa. You have to see the sun. Varama mperek yudal mi brachas halacha yudches haroa chame biyom tkufa shalisan. The Rambam writes, when you see the sun, Kishra also biyom reviv b'volker. Read the Kamar because of Kishra also biyom reviv b'volker. V'lomar stam biyom reviv b'volker. Kishra ayom yivarech. The Rambam emphasizes when you see it. Al korchel dafkish Kishra also b'volker. V'chein ulosh Rabbeinu Yonah. V'perak haroa. V'hu olam b'leil reviv l'machor b'volker. Kishra chama b'varech also b'ayishe b'ayishe. Rabbeinu Yonah also is when you see it. Mash dafkish Kishra. He says, if it's cloudy and you can't make out the form of the sun, you shouldn't make the bracha. So then he says in the next paragraph, what happens if it's cloudy until the end of the 3 hours? So the Magen Avraham said you can't make a bracha. The Dagon Bavava said you have till chatzos. So he says, Yivarchu ad chatzos, b'li shem malchus. You should not make a bracha with Shem Malchus. So he passes like the Magen Avraham. Kein hara hazakein b'pri megadim, lachu shodas malbushe yontav, shehevi bel yirabba, v'chein nachem. Ava achas ala yivarchu. V'im kein nirli, abu bishu kvar nogu yivarch, achi yitzias besa knesset, v'shum rov am hadris melech. By minig nisiasi de masas v'yam. The minig is to have everybody go out to shul, make the bracha together. We're going to have to figure out exactly what the rabbis have been talking. Should we do a community? The whole community should make the bracha together. I don't know if it's practical.
Each minion.
It's Arab Pesach, so people have to get to work. I don't know. We're not sure. But you definitely want to do it. You're going to have everybody in whoever's in shul at the time will go out together and make the bracha. So he says, but if it's cloudy, we're not going to wait for the people to. That's a good question. What comes first? Right. So we didn't get up to there yet. We're going to have to see where do you make the bracha? Okay, so let's. Now it's not. It could be you don't. You will see. The Svarim said you make the. You say it even before you finish davening, after Kaddish Diskavo, before Aleinu.
Wow.
Okay, so let's go back to page six. So on page six, so Ravad Yosef Paskins, Mishnah Berurah seems to be inclined that you can make the bracha to Chatzos, like the Note of Yehuda and the Chayadim and others, but you just saw that there's a strong opinions on both sides. And the Chaim Yadas says that since it's a Safek, he Paskins, it's Safek Brachos L'Hachol. So you shouldn't make it with Shem U'Malchus after 3 hours, which is, I think, what the contemporary books that have appeared about Brachos L'Chama, I think they follow that as well. And on the footnote in the bottom, in Gimel, he writes, Hamagen Avram Kosov, by the bar in the bottom, in Gimel. Hamagen Avram Kosov, Shizman Brachos L'Chama, Atzav Shal Shos, Mayom, V'chein Kosov L'Vush, V'agon Baal Tosis Yonte, B'sifra Diri Chamudos, Kosov Shal Yodem, Inolei. He says he doesn't understand where does 3 hours come from. And the Mabushian says you could at least to Chatzos. And then on the bottom, if you skip, he says there many acharim that disagree, and they say you can make the bracha the whole day. We already saw the dagum revava. So let's skip to the next paragraph where it says ulam. On page 7, Ulam Atzana Habi Acharim Shalom B'Shitis Halavush Magen Avram Shengu Varach Alatzov Shalosh Yom Mehem B'Sefer Noi Kitzon Yosef Miyam Loes Pasam Rav Elis Kom Elisa. Anyway, he quotes as the Ravai Yosef customarily does. He quotes numerous sources in the end, and then he quotes the Chassam Sofer as well. Okay, I'm not going to read it inside anymore. He quotes the Chassam, we're on page 7. He quotes the Chassam Sofer as well. So bottom line is, he feels that there's enough achronim that are in favor of not making the bracha after 3 hours, that he says, Safek brachos l'hakol. So that's, I think, what we should do as well. We should try to... So that means we have until Shalos is... What did I write? 9:44. So we have to try between 6:30 and 9:44 is when we have to recite the bracha. Okay, now on page 7, he writes as follows, Minageinu po ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim Tibana v'sikone V'chein minag harbei kihilos. I'm reading on top of page 7. Shebiyom shemivarchim bo brich sechama mashkimim lakum mispava neit sechama. That people get up early to daven with neit sechama, which means that they daven v'sikim, and they get up to Shmon Esri neit sechama. The Achar Kaddish, so that means if we're gonna get up to Neitzachama at 6:30, so yeah, we have to work it out but we have to be up to Shmon Esrei. How long does it take to get up to Shmon Esrei? 6 minutes? What is it? Depends who's davening. So
they'll bring us some stopwatch and we'll.
It takes us about 17 minutes. Okay, so we have to daven about 6:10 that day. V'achar kaddish diskabo kishaola kvar gilgal chama min ha'ofek, when the sun rises from the horizon, yotzim u'chotzer beis ha'knesses u'mevorchim b'rov am u'v'simcha b'rchus l'chama. It should be done b'rov am. That's what the Chassam Sofer says, that the minig is to do it. He quotes the Masses v'nyamin, that the minig is to do it b'rov am with a large public gathering, and it should be done b'simcha k'deg l'kayim b'rov am hadras melech. So he says you should say it after Tiskabel. He doesn't explain why you should say it. it's after Volotzion, before Aleinu. I saw someplace that somebody says it's questionable whether you're supposed to say Aleinu after Bersachama. So that's the advantage of saying it be after Tiskabel.
Because that was, I think that's what the Rabbi Yaakov Hamilton answered that, because
it looks like you're diving to the sun. We'll see, we can come to that.
I thought it was dafka to show that you're not diving.
That's what Mr. Bruce says. V'nogin l'omer mizmari til ha-mashiach l'inyin k'gon ha-shamayim yisami k'okel v'aluka aluz ha-shem in-shamayim ad-chog nosu l'yover v'hal ha-gadol v'zal pi maimer chazal kol kari posu b'zmano mevi k'ula v'olam never David Matov. Misaimim Bikel Adonal Kal Maisim Shim David Sir Sam. We say things that are appropriate. Vacharkecha Nisochim Vacharkach Nichnasim Vesik Nessus Mishramim Hatvila Besyakov Khun Vinelchabar Hashem at Sofalena Lushabech. Mubarchim Israel Bivirchas Tiskul Lushanim Rabbas Nimus Vitos. The minig is to give people a bracha that we should be Zocha to meet again in 28 years and recite Birchas Chama at the end of the next cycle.
So say Aleinu inside.
Say Aleinu inside the shul.
Not outside.
Yeah. So here on the... So if you turn back to page 7...
What does it say in the bottom of the first page? It says after Aleinu. What does that mean? On the very front page.
What does it say?
Yesh
ein omrim. There are those that don't say Aleinu. Va'omrim yichru l'tzad lo mul ha-shemesh. Those that do say Aleinu should make sure when they bow down they shouldn't face the sun.
Okay.
And then you say Ruchanai Mekasha with the Kaddish Rabbanan. So,
how come that's not noted with the traditional Havana?
Yeah, you shouldn't face the moon either.
We'll see. Right. It is noted. We'll see. I'll show you the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see. We'll come to that. So if you look on page 7 in footnote Dalet, he says, "Bishal suchi was masses binyamin kasus kishiyotzim basic nesses achat fil shachzim asin yafta kol hakol mevarch chim birchas achama baruchat Hashem kinyan alchol semai shivreishes." That's the source that the Chassam Sofer quoted, that you should do it in a group of people. V'chein bishal suchi the Ramosha v'shal suchi Chassam Sofer. So here the question is, what comes first? Should you say Birch Sechama first, or should you daven first? What's the right sequence? So he says that you should say Birch Kriyashma and Tila first. Shehem Bechinas Tadir Umekudish. Tadivitum Birch Sechama. There's a principle of things that are more common take precedence to things that are not as common. And particularly since if we start by Vasikim, so we start to daven before the sun rises. So therefore, we say Kriya Shema before sunrise. And then once we say Kriya Shema, then we're forced to, you can't stop after, when the sun rises and you're up to Shemona Esrei, you can't stop because you're not allowed to interrupt between the Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei. So therefore, he said, that's why what we do is that that's the reason why we wake up early, so we should be able to daven first and daven Vasikim, and then after Shemona Esrei, then we say the Birch Sechama. So now on page 8, he says, he quotes an opinion that disagrees. He says, on page 8, he says, "Yinei Magen Avram Kosov If you remember, we saw the Magen Avraham said that the Mariel announced in Shul that when people see the sun rise, they should make the bracha. It's mashmash that the Mariel held that you should make the bracha before you daven. He says the Miriel is talking, the way he responds to Rav Avadya Yosef, the Miriel is talking where you're not in the middle of davening. So if you're walking to shul, so then you're not ready to daven yet because you're on the way to shul, but you're able to make the bracha of Birch Sechama, so you should make the bracha immediately. And so it's better to make the bracha even privately because of the principle of Zrizim Makdimim with mitzvahs. I'm actually not sure. I started to discuss it with some of the Rabbanim here. In other words, we're going to have a Vasikim Minyan. And hopefully a lot of people will come to the Vasikim Minyan. But I am sure that not everybody in the city is going to wake up that early and come to the Vasikim Minyan. There are people that are used to davening at 8 o'clock. So the question will be, for those people that daven at a later Minyan, what should they do? Because if you according to what Revite, and I saw there's a tshuva from... he quotes the tshuva also from the Har Tzvi. The Har Tzvi, I don't know if he quotes it here, but I saw the Har Tzvi says the same thing, that if you're walking to shul, once it's already the zman to make the bracha, so then the Har Tzvi raises an issue, Rav Pesach Frank, that there might even be an issue of Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvahs, that if you have an opportunity to do mitzvah, you're not supposed to delay it. So davening, you're the appropriate place to daven is in shul, so you're not ready to daven until you get to shul. But as you drive to shul, if you see the sun in the over the yonder, so you should have to make the bracha as you see it. So I'm not even. I spoke to this evening. There's a fellow that the OU was promoting. He wrote a pamphlet on Berachas Hachama. I called him on the phone and I asked him about this. He said the Chazon Ish held that. Even if you daven later, you should daven first and then make Berachas Hachama. I don't know where his source is that the Chazon Ish says that, but that's what he told me. So, anyway, the best thing is, therefore, to daven Vasikim. That way you don't have any issue. And then, in footnote Hey, he says, as far as the various things that we recite after the Bracha, Amiras HaMizmar M'Shemayim M'Sar M'Ulu, The Chassam Sofer is a source for these various things that appear, that you saw on the first page, with after Berachas Hachama. The Chassam Sofer lists them. If you look on page, if you go back to page 4, where the Chassam Sofer says, in the last paragraph, where I have the bar, he says, Baruch Hashem, before the bracha, we said halu as Hashem and Shemayim. But after bracha, also my sebrachus. After bracha, also my sebrachus. Amarnu piyut. Yeah, it's the last bar on that side. Yeah, that bar. And after the bracha, we said also we said kel adon or kol masim ad v'chayis hakodesh v'achak mizmar hashemayim misarpin kvod kel v'achak kachleinu l'shabeach v'kadosh. So that's the source for that he quotes that to say these various additional mizmarim that are printed on that front page that I gave. So if you turn back now to Rav Yavad Yosef's tshuva on page 8, so he says
this is 1813.
Oh, this was a different year.
Tafkuf Ayin Gimel is 1813.
Oh, you mean, oh, that's right. Because when he was young,
right,
he did it with his rebbe in Tafkuf Mem Hei.
Right.
And then this was at a later. This was already
1813. And before it was 1785.
Right, this was 28 years later. Okay. So he says in this footnote, he says, again, he says the Amiras HaMizmar M'Shemayim, footnote Hey, on page 8 on the left side, Amiras HaMizmar M'Shemayim M'Safim V'Haluka V'Kel Adon V'Chsachan Nizkar V'Shalas V'Chsam Sofer V'Pesach HaDvir Hosef HaAgadol because of all she shomer parshas he mars v'kir shemayim v'pesukim tachanos. There's various things that you know. There's a whole slew of different things that people have been hugging to say. Gam b'shalos shuvas mayim chayim rapaport Hosef also I'm going to say beginnings mizashir v'ana b'koyach ula mashe kosel chazam sofer mayim chayim lomer gam aleinu shabel dan akol. But that which the chazam sofer says you should say aleinu, that is a big issue because he neimar hachida. You shouldn't say aleinu like many people say without thinking. Ladashar Shamidin Api Chazal, the Kisvi Arizal, Hari Ha'amitiyim, Oshesh Tam Kikaruminag. You shouldn't do things just because they seem like a nice thing to do, unless they have a source. Benir Lufiza, Shengomar Lena Shabach Acher Birch Sachama, the Chen Kosova Gomer of Chaim Falagi, Besefer Ruach Chaim, Vafu Bishu Atzma Ruach Chaim, Kosova Lam Susan Logan Lena Shabach and Birch Sachama, Mikoko Maisa Kinira Shakosha Shadibiachuda. So he says that these farms say you should not say Aleinu. And then he says, The Chassam Sofer is the one that the Chassam Sofer said that you would say Aleinu. So he says that the Rav Yosef says there's a reason to say, no, he's quoting from this Sefer Pesach 3, there's a reason to say Aleinu. Because, in other words, the issue, I guess, is because normally Aleinu you say at the end of a davening. Why? So the Chidah was opposed to just adding Aleinu in the middle of no place after Birch Sachama. But this Sefer Pesach Advir says that there's one opinion in Tosefta that's opposed to saying Birch Sachama, because it appears as if you're making a bracha on the sun. It looks like heresy that you make a bracha on the sun. We don't hold that way. We hold you do make a Birch Sachama, but in order to show that we're not making a bracha on the sun, we want to make it clear that we're not making it on the sun, that we're worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the theme of the Leinu, that we bow down to the sun, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not to the sun.
We don't see Aleinu outside.
Well, he said that you should come back inside and say Aleinu.
And how are we showing that?
Yes, because you come in and you may say Aleinu.
No, but definitely if you say.
He's chayshish for the chidah probably. Okay. He has Aleinu as part of davening, not to do it after davening. And then he says at the end of this paragraph, he says, when you do say Aleinu, when you bow down, you shouldn't face the sun, you should turn to the side. The Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Kiddush Levana talks also about Aleinu. If you look on page 14,
it says in Sukkot over there, when they left the mikdash they used to face away from the sun and said, we used to honor the Tav, they used to Tav.
Berakah Chalil.
Yeah.
Look at the bar on page 14. On the right side, in the Bir Halacha, it says, Tama Meshanagum Kamakom was Achar Kiddush Levana Aleinu Shabeach. What's the reason why we say Aleinu on Kiddush Levana? So he says somebody here said the same thing before. It may look, you know, people pass by and they say, what are the Jews doing there? And they say, oh, they're blessing the moon. It looks like we're worshiping the moon. So it looks as if we're giving honor to the moon. That's why we emphasize that Hashem is the master of the universe. The reason why we make the bracha on the moon is because that reflects the greatness of Hashem. Okay, so anyway, so it's the same idea that the Rav Yosef is saying with respect to just like we say Aleinu after the Kiddush Levana, in order that people shouldn't think that we're worshipping the moon, so for the same reason we say Aleinu. So if you could insert it in the middle of davening, that's probably better. But I'm not sure in practice whether, we'll have to see how we're going to do it, whether we're going to leave it. Leave in the middle of davening. You'd leave your tefillin on. If you're going to do it in the middle of davening, you'd leave your tefillin on. We'll go outside into the cul-de-sac here and recite the bracha and then come back and say Aleinu and finish davening. You got to come back next week.